You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Stories served with a side of Southern sass.
You're breaking my hair!
I mean charm. Here's Betty Rock.
Any normal parent wants to support their kid in their young business endeavors, like setting up a lemonade stand. And that's exactly what 8-year-old Asa Baker wanted to do for the people who would be driving by later to attend a food festival just down the street from her house. So her parents supported her, got her a little stand,
nice.
Got her set up in the front yard. And of course, you know, these people that want to attend this food festival, they're driving by. She's selling these cups.
Smiling, big old toothy grin.
Yes, it's so cute. But Asa and her parents were shocked when instead of a new customer pulling up, it was a police officer.
Oh. He walked out of the car and said, "I'm sorry, but I got a complaint call and they have to shut me down." And I was really sad and angry.
Yeah, you were. I hate being that cop too.
Oh, I know.
You know, he's getting Karen'd and he has to go, you know, do it.
Right, exactly. And she didn't have a permit. The 8-year-old didn't have a permit.
Of course she didn't. She's an 8-year-old with a lemonade stand.
Honestly, who cares?
What 8-year-old gets a permit for a lemonade stand?
But that's what the police officer was hearing, these complaints from people being like, "We don't want that." Well, anyways, word got around to the kind vendors at the food festival down the street. They and the officer himself, they all got together and they paid the $40 needed for the permit and got her back up and running.
I'm surprised they could get a permit turned around that fast. Nothing in City Hall works that quickly.
Well, I guess because she's so cute.
I guess so.
And it was so cute. In an interview, Asa talked about the motto that she lives by.
I have this little mitten that says, "When life gives you lemon, make lemonade."
Until you're forced to stop by some Karen.
On a separate note, or I guess the same note, a different lemonade stand is having a great deal. Starting next Saturday, your local 7-Eleven will be having its Bring Your Own Cup event. Now, when they say bring your own cup, it is any cup, but make sure it's clean. Also, it can only be 10 inches in diameter at the largest.
Okay, I have a bucket that'll do that.
So it can't be a fish tank or anything. It has to be leak-proof. But you can show up, choose your choice of whatever flavor Slurpee you want for only $1.99.
That's so great. A 10-inch cup, that's a good size.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The width of that, I mean, and you can make, here's what you do. I just got it. A 10-inch tube. You get a 10-inch, like, dryer tube because you could make that thing 30 feet long.
And fill the back of a truck up.
It'll go right up underneath the thing and then just sit back for a while, cap the other end. Oh, I'm a genius. I know what I'm doing at 7-Eleven now. So if you want to take that idea, take it and run with it, please feel free. Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show. And recently on the show, we were talking about like rock star moms and moms who just get it done, based on John Cooper talking about his wife, Corey, in the band and how she would run off stage and feed the kids and still be a rock star mom. And we just asked other people to chime in with what makes them one. And this lady, her email, I love it, Alicia, said, "I've been battling stage 3 breast cancer since last October. I still make dinner, do the dishes, fold laundry, and take the kids to school and pick them up from school, take them to soccer practice and games, read to them, pray with them, help them with their homework, all the other mom stuff in between. We have 4 children, but when God gave me this battle, I said, challenge accepted. I've had 19 rounds of chemo with 11 left to go, 32 rounds of radiation, and 3 left to go. I've even taken my kids to treatments with me when I needed to. No matter what life throws at a mom, she will always be there for her family and do what she has to do."
Wow. Like,
that is a lot.
Yeah, but that's a classic mom.
That is.
You
that
know,
is.
The mom always goes above and beyond for her children. She chooses her children above her own life. She puts their well-being above her own.
Absolutely. And so that's why I love doing this segment where we do give a mom a blank and she will blank. Okay? So like in this lady's case, for Alicia, you know, give a mom a disease and she will defeat it. Like it's not going to own her. She is going to fight to the end and she will beat this thing for sure. You know, like... my mom, give a mom a pound of hamburger meat, and she could make a gourmet meal for five kids. She'd always figure it out somehow. I don't know how she did it, but like she always made some pretty great stuff out of nothing, you know? So whatever it is, sometimes they're serious, sometimes they're funny, but just fill in those blanks with us, okay? From your mom experience, give a mom a blank, and she will blank, all right? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And as guys, I think there are times we stand in awe at all that moms can accomplish. We look at our own moms, we look at our wives that are moms, and you're like, how do you do that? How do you multitask? How do you do all these things? And so that's why from time to time we like to do this thing called give a mom a blank and she will blank. Because the things that they can do and come up with is amazing.
Yeah, and on Facebook, Christy said, give a mom a 3-hour break and she will come home from Target with new home decor and things you don't need.
Oh, absolutely. And if even more stuff if you don't send the kids with her.
Sure. Christy said, give a mom a gift card and she will spend it on her kids.
Yes. My wife is notorious for that. Like, I have to give her gift cards and go, okay, you can only spend this on you, because she will always opt to. She'll be like, Haley would like this. Haley would like this. Mm. Oh, Haley would look so cute in this. You know?
Yeah, moms are just naturally...
They're not selfish.
Unselfish. Yeah. And then Amy said, give a mom an attitude and she'll make you regret it.
Absolutely.
You learned that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, all the time. How would you fill in those blanks?
Give a mom a cracker and she will make a meal.
Absolutely. I don't know how you guys do it, but my mom could look at a fridge that I saw nothing in, and somehow we got a casserole out of it.
I don't know if you remember, but I called like 3 days ago and I was a teacher and I'm like the workaholic.
Yes.
And I told you that I would call you back and let you know what time I left.
Yeah, because you were putting in like 14-hour days and you were trying to find that balance again. So what time did you end up leaving?
I was really proud of myself. I got there at 7:30 and I left at 5:30.
Still a long day.
Yes, I was too. It's a shorter day than what I normally would work. And every single afternoon now, I think about our conversation. And I just think, okay, Wally would want me to leave work. Wally would want me to leave work.
But only after a good 10 hours.
but it is helping. I mean, God works in totally crazy, mysterious ways sometimes. But I just wanted to thank you for that.
Oh, well, that's awesome, Cindy. Thank you for the update.
Thank you, Wally.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we have a podcast that we do every day, and it's stuff that we don't even do on the show. It's like exclusive new content, and you can always be a part of it if you want to.
Yeah, when you text the letters TWS to 91979, that stands for The Wally Show, TWS to 91979, we'll send you a link where you can listen to the podcast and the aftercast.
So we were talking about me having a kidney stone and how it's kind of sidelined me for the whole week. And Betty was wondering how I was feeling. And, I've been waiting for over a month for this meeting. And so I'm like, oh, nuts. I've got to deal with this. But it's kind of an important meeting that I have coming up. I have my city council hearing.
Oh, boy.
Cannot wait. It has to go smoothly. There's no way it could not, except for me.
What happens if your kidney stone starts acting up?
I will get through it. I will stay there.
Is it the fetal position?
Everywhere.
Absolutely. This has been way too long of a process. Oh, and they say stress can trigger it. Like, this has been way too long of a process to get this variance just so I can put a screen-in porch on my existing deck. I am not leaving. The only way I leave there is dead. It's the only way. I leave that room.
You're going to frighten them.
Oh, I didn't mean that as a threat. I'm just saying the only way I leave there is if I die. If I expire, that's the only way I'm leaving
it's
there.
It's not getting any better.
From my kidney stone. I want to be very clear. Like, anyone hearing this on the city council, it's not a threat. Not a threat at all.
Yeah, because you're already getting off on the wrong foot.
I know, and like I need this variance, okay? And like I'm just, I hearken back though. I know if anyone can undo, it should just be a rubber stamp thing. I should be able to walk in. They go, yep, we're gonna give you the variance. Build your screen porch, have fun. But I know if anyone can mess it up, it will be me. Because, like, I've got all my papers, and I'm ready to do, like, a whole monologue like Ren from Footloose did.
In Ecclesiastes assures us there is a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to laugh, and a time to weep, a time to mourn, and there is a time to dance.
That's right.
See, this is our time to dance.
Sirs and madams, this is my time to dance on my back porch.
Are you going
to
be quoting scripture as well?
I've got it all loaded up. I've got scripture loaded up. I got everything to justify this.
Have you got a PowerPoint presentation?
Absolutely, I do.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, and so I'm going to come in tomorrow either in such a great mood or really mad. Yeah. Well, I'll let you know how it goes.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's what's going on today.
So if you've ever dreamed of quitting your job, you're probably not in the minority, or, you know, it's like a lot of people do that. But now, get this, you can quit your job and still get paid.
Hey!
Yeah, Betty, see, I knew that would be Betty Rock's reaction.
Where do I sign?
I knew that would be her reaction there. And honestly, this new trend is super frustrating to me. It's called quiet quitting. And now, this is based on perspective. I get this, that Betty Rock and I will have two very different takes on this. But they said where the pandemic blurred the lines between work and home, because so many people were working at home, they're using quiet quitting as a way of setting their boundaries between their professional and personal lives. A new form of quitting, people are stepping back mentally from the burdens of work to keep a bare minimum of working hours, that they are not making their jobs an important part of their life. So basically, they're doing the least amount of work they can. Look at her smiling. They can't not get fired.
No, because I know where you're going. Like, I've said this before, and I will say it again. The older generation where Wally is from,
right,
you have an unhealthy balance when it comes to work and home life. Okay?
Or we have a good work ethic. It's two ways to look at it.
No, it's not. It's not. But then the Generation Z, where Gavin is from, they have also an unhealthy work balance because then it's like, not you so much, Gavin, but I'm saying people in your generation.
What are you saying?
Yeah. What I'm saying is there is a happy equilibrium. Mm-hmm. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
I don't really know. There needs to be boundaries, okay? Boundaries are healthy when it comes to your work life.
Sure.
You're just saying sure. You're not even listening.
No, I'm listening to every
boundaries
word you say.
Boundaries are healthy, but you also need to earn your, like, I mean, it says in the Bible, you need to work.
This is the problem, because what the generation hears now is I can do less and still be paid. And I'm going to be happier doing that. But the problem is, like they say, your objective is work-life balance over income, or maybe even job security or big raises, then great, do that. Like, if you want to work less but make less money and you're happy with that, and you're not trying to rise, absolutely, you do you. I got no problem with that. But the problem is, the danger is people think, well, the company owes me. I'm going to work less, and I should be paid what everyone else is getting paid. Like, people that are putting in and working hard, no, you should earn more. That's why socialism doesn't work.
Right, because if everyone's paid the same, then no one's going to try and exceed those expectations, and then we don't grow.
Now, people, like, this was what drives me crazy, because this culture we're creating in America, it's like hard work was once valued and respected, and now it's vilified and mocked. And so if you choose to work less and make less, then fine, you know. But that's not what people typically do, you know. And that's, I think that's my problem. In this article, after I was already really worked up, because I didn't raise my daughter this way. I raised her to work hard, you know. And if you want something, you have to work for it. You have to earn it. Mm-hmm. But this guy did, he had a little bit more balance in his. He said it's not about quitting, you know, he said it's actually about quitting the hustle culture that goes along with work in our society. I can still be productive and an active worker, but not have to focus on work 24 hours a day. That is actually a better statement towards this quiet quitting nonsense.
Did we just find a compromise?
We may have. I don't know. But I don't know. We'll have a meeting after work on it.
No!
Yeah, it's like in your downtime.
I have nap time.
Lifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and every day when you wake up, you have a choice. And I know it doesn't seem like it, but you have a choice. Is it going to be a good day or a bad day? And some days you get up and you're like, I'm choosing bad day. You know, like if you're anything like me, there's some days where like everything's going to go wrong today, that little cloud over my head.
That's
but
true.
Then other days you wake up and you're like, you know what? Today,
have a good day
today. I'm not gonna let things bother me. Duck on a water on a duck's back. It's gonna flow off me.
I recently had this epiphany when one morning I have to go through five different red lights to get to the station, and sometimes I hit all of them and they're red, and it just makes me angry.
And
it's
that early in the morning.
That
no
early
one there.
In the morning, I'm waiting for nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway, the other day, I'm driving in, every single one of them green.
Woo.
I sped through, saved me like 3 minutes.
It's going to be a good day.
It was amazing.
It's going to be a good day.
And it really put a little pep in my step, you know?
Yep. Sometimes you find those things that you're like, okay, this is my sign. Today's going to be a good day, you know? You find a dollar in your shoe.
Yeah, and it could sound ridiculous to others, but to you, man, that's the indicator it's going to be a great day.
I know for me, like, it's light related as well. There's this one light that if I make that light, I feel so good about myself, and I'm optimistic. And other days when I don't, I'm like,
what's so bad about that light?
Because it's no one there, and it's a 2.5 minute light. And they have cameras, so you can't run it.
Is this the one where you tried to do animal balloons?
Yes, I do balloon animals during it. Yeah, it's at McEwen. Yeah.
It used to be a place where you said you would pray. Is that still happening?
I knit now. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Do you have that sign in your life that you're like, okay, I know if this happens, it's going to be a good day. I'd love to hear yours. They're probably just as ridiculous as ours. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number.
For you, Tiffany, what's that sign that you know you're going to have a good day?
When all three of my kids wake up not crying.
You're like, something is, I don't know, everything is aligned and it's going to be an amazing day, or it's going to be the apocalypse.
What's the most ridiculous reason that they've woken up crying?
My 2-year-old couldn't find a binky that she doesn't take.
I get that. I remember one time looking over at my teenage daughter sitting on the couch and she was crying. And I'm like, baby, what is wrong with you? Like, just out of nowhere. She's like, nothing, I'm just crying. And then I look at my wife for like support. I'm like, what is wrong with her? And she's like, oh, this just happens. I'm like, what? Really? That's what you guys do? Okay, then I'm leaving. It's going to be a good day. I'm leaving. So how do you know, what's your sign that when you walk into work, it's going to be a good day?
I'm a hotel manager, and when all of my employees come to work, it's going to be a fantastic day.
I got a feeling, Norman, that when one of them doesn't show up, you have to cover their work. Is that right?
Exactly. Who wants to make bed?
Not
well,
you.
That's why the person who didn't show up in the first place, because they had that same thought when they woke up in theirs. Well, Norman, I appreciate you being on with us today. Thank you, brother.
All right. Thanks.
All right, Sadie, you're up. How do you know it's going to be a good day?
I got chicken nuggets for breakfast.
Yes. How old are you, Sadie?
11,
exactly. If you get chicken nuggets for breakfast versus oatmeal, it is going to be a good day. That's even a good day if you're 50.
Amen. I'd take them right now. Now, you know, Sadie, your mom is probably making chicken nuggets because she's rushed for time. So what you need to do is just delay her every morning so that she is rushed for time to make your breakfast. And then you end up with chicken nuggets every day.
That's what I did today.
Oh, there you go, Sadie. She's got it dialed in. She's like, I'm a veteran, Rock.
Right. She's like, yeah, get to my level.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And if I could give any advice to Betty and Gavin, don't get old because Betty's already there.
Hey,
like it just everything hurts. Like you pull muscles randomly. You hurt yourself playing pickleball, a sport for old people. Like I just can't fathom why I hurt so much every day.
You definitely haven't slowed down your activity, but you definitely have slowed down your rebound, so you don't seem to be getting back up as quickly as you used
to. That's a really good assessment because I don't feel old in my head, okay? And really, there's a Casting Crown song that made me think about this. Their song, Somebody.
I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody.
And every time I heard that, all I could hear is, I'm just an old body instead of somebody. And then dawned on me, I'm like, yeah, I'm just an old body. I got a young spirit, but boy, I got an old body. And so I decided to rewrite that song for them to something that is more applicable for some of us older people.
For anyone who knows me, it's not really a mystery. I've got a midlife crisis going on, and I don't act my age. I bought a new mountain bike, broke a rib on my first ride, and then I pulled a muscle on a sneeze. Gotta tell you, that just ain't right, 'cause I've got an old body.
That one's true.
Even took a pickleball, and of course took a fall. I'm living with my injuries. My body is feeble. I'm living with my injuries. My body is feeble. I'm living with my injuries. My body is feeble.
And sadly, my body is feeble. I feel everything every day.
Oh no, I feel like you're limping every day.
I am limping every day.
Is it the gout?
You had to bring up the gout.
You got it.
I feel like I can't go a week without the gout conversation. I could have done without that. I could have done with gout that. Fine print drives me nuts. I'm always like, what are they trying to hide? Hey, it's Wally. And I was actually talking about this with Betty and Gavin on our podcast the other day. Have you ever read any of the fine print on anything?
No.
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 And they know that. That's why it's important to trust the people that you do business with. Like, I closed on my refinance with United Faith Mortgage. Love those guys. And I read about nothing. You know, like, but just I trust
trusting.
Them. That's exactly it. Like, I trust them. And that's what's so important. This lady that they sent to the house is great. This is what this is. This is what this is. And you're like, all right, just let me sign. Let's do this.
Sign my life away. Oh, yeah. Whoops, so, I just gave away my child. Yeah, my bad.
Well, that's okay. Joke's on them. She's going to cost them a whole lot. So if you need a loan or you want to refinance your home, do yourself a favor and talk to United Faith Mortgage. They are faith-based and they do not play the fine print game. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melbourne, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
Stories that
accentuate the positive.
It's the Wally Show.
What you got, Gavin?
I think that almost every woman, and maybe the occasional man, has had or has a vision for what they want their wedding to look like. And they have planned it and have prepped for it for decades of their lives.
And that's why you have like bridezillas, because they haven't just thought of this week. It's been years in the making and they want it to be perfect. I understand that on some level.
But yeah, I think it's totally fair. But what I found is that I think for the most part, I think a lot of weddings tend to be quite similar.
Sure.
In essence. And that's not a bad thing, but I think you pick your primary colors, you find like your dream venue, pick the food, all this stuff.
Oh, you sound like a wedding planner.
I could do it, said every man ever.
Yeah, but then you have the ceremonies pretty much the same. Then you have the DJ, you do the first dance, the introduction, the first dance, the toast, the cake, the salmon, and then you're
so
done.
So much.
Yeah.
But as someone who's potentially going to 3 weddings next year, I'd love for one or 2 of them to surprise me. And I found this list of what people are calling the top themed weddings.
So is that like coming back around in style as theme weddings? Is that a thing now?
I guess it is, but to me it comes across as kind of cheesy.
No, I would love this. I'm not a big fan of going to weddings. I'm like, but yours will be lovely, Rock.
Oh, absolutely.
I would love for you to have a theme wedding. If you were to maybe consider a theme wedding, do you know what it would be? Could you have...
Cats.
I love it. I would love that.
Everything cats.
You could have cats just running around
there.
For a second, I thought you were going to say camo.
That'd be great, too.
Camo and cats might be fantastic.
Yes.
I would be into that wedding.
Okay. I want to know if you guys would attend some of these themed weddings.
Okay.
This one is the fast food themed wedding.
Yes, I would. Sure.
KFC, Pizza Hut, whatever you're in the mood for.
Absolutely, I'm down with
that. I'm so in.
80s era.
Yes!
I don't know much about like the 80s. I'm a 90s baby.
I loved it. Yeah.
But I don't know what that would look like.
It'd be a lot of hairspray, a lot of perms, a lot of neons.
Bright colors, some color blocking. But it would be fun. Like, see, I like this idea of going back to theming weddings because it gives it a theme. It's more like a party. It's fun.
But it's reserved for parties, not a serious situation like a wedding.
But you're going to hate your photos 10 years from now, for sure. I promise you that. But like, at least for in the moment, it'd be fun.
Would your daughter consider this one, or has she even talked about this one, a Disney themed wedding?
Yes, my daughter would more than consider that, and we have talked about
it.
Yeah, I saw somebody on TikTok do the breakdown of what their Disney wedding cost them, and I was surprised it wasn't as much as I would have thought it was. But you don't get a lot of time and it's really small, but I was like, I would do that. I would do that.
The number one trending themed wedding, and I would be into this one, it's a fantasy wedding.
Oh, no.
meaning things like Lord of the Rings,
no.
Game of Thrones, Star Wars,
no.
Star Trek.
No.
I would be there in a heartbeat.
No,
dressed up.
I would stand up and say, I object to this wedding, not because of the couple, but because of the theme.
And they're like, ma'am, who are you? You're like, I was just passing by, and I think that this is the right thing to do.
Call it a service.
Uplifting, Way FM. The internet is fantastic for solving arguments and creating them all at the same time. And that's kind of where we're at. Betty Rock came across this thing that's so ludicrous that we're like, we cannot not be part of this. We need to see if we align up with what the internet is saying.
Because it's a debate that I've never thought about, but now I'm thinking I need the answers. And that debate is whether or not a straw has one hole or 2 holes. Now think about the drinking straw. Maybe you have a drink in your hand right now and you look down and you're like, does the straw have one hole or 2?
And it's so obvious for me. Okay, so I'm going to count to 3. And everybody on the count of 3, say how many holes a straw has. You ready?
Ready.
1, 2, 3.
2.
1. Oh my gosh.
Betty, you said 2?
Yeah.
Because you look at each end, you see it as its own separate thing, but it's a tube. It's one hole.
If I put my hand up and lock my finger, like how many holes are there?
Well, one, because I
it's
mean,
just
that's
longer,
not really.
But it's longer.
Ah,
see? Same thing.
Great idea. Yeah, like go like this, like this.
Yeah, but when you do that, when you put your 2 hands together, now you have 2 holes.
That's not how it works.
Look at your hands. Yeah. You made
but
2.
But a straw is one piece.
It's 2.
See? This is why the internet exists, for debates like this. And so how many people said 1, roughly? Like, I think it was like half, over half, right?
Over half. So 54% of people said 1.
Okay.
Now, on the other hand, 42%.
Oh, I can't even believe it's that high.
Said 2. What? No.
It's
2. 42% of people said
it's 2. Crazy.
And then the others, I don't even know. They weren't even on this planet.
I don't think the 42% of people are on this planet.
No.
Seriously, this is such an open and shut case. But you know what? We'll throw it out. We'll do a little 5 calls it. Because when we're not sure of what the internet says, we go to you to find out. So 855 33-WAY-FM. Simplest 5 calls that we've ever done. Does a straw have 1 hole or 2 holes?
2.
And I just want to see 1. And I want to see if we line up with the national average, okay? 855 1033 WAY FM. You know what? You're going to look at what you did today when you get home, and you're going to sign your name onto this day, and you're going to be like, you know what? I had no idea I was going to do something this important today.
I settled a debate. I was a judge.
That's right.
Of a jury.
You're Solomon. The wisdom of Solomon here. 855-33-WAY-FM for a little five calls. Calls it. Let's go. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show with the most simple five calls that we've ever done. The internet is debating whether a straw has one hole or two. I contend it's the right thing and it's one. Betty Rock says there are two holes in a straw, pertinier, and I don't know why.
Which is the right answer.
Oh, sure, right. There's one hole. But anyway, we thought we would throw it out to you because 54% of the people surveyed said that it has one hole, and so we're trying to figure out if our people align with that. So Abigail, tell me please, does a straw have one hole or two?
It has one continuous hole.
There you go. That's it. You're in the
Abigail,
right side of this.
What makes you qualified to determine that it's one hole?
She's used a straw. Like
my
anyone that's
a high
used...
school math teacher.
Oh, a math teacher. It's a cylinder, right, Abigail?
Yes.
But wouldn't you say that when you draw a cylinder, you have to draw two holes?
But you also, it's just like one long hole right through the middle of the straw.
Answer the question, Abigail. Answer the question.
For a brief second, Betty, if you're drawing it, you did get me. You had to draw two circles. I get that. Well, Abigail, thank you for getting us kicked off here and just furthering the debate. All right, Patty, you're up. One hole or two for the straw.
Just one.
That's right. Just one. That's all I needed. Patty's
no,
right.
Patty, you don't know anything. Bless
Patty
your heart.
Sorry, Betty.
All right. We are on a roll here. John, how many holes does a straw have?
Hey, Wally, this is so simple. There are two.
Yes, John.
Let me tell you why. Say you had a straw and the bottom end did not have a hole in it. What would you do? You would say, I have to punch another hole in this straw.
Great point, John. Great point.
You know what? I do see that John is making a good point if you had to create another hole, but the hole has already been created, so it is one
solid
hole.
But did you hear
hole.
What you just said? Create another hole.
Right.
Because that one hole at the top ain't going to get you the one hole at the bottom. Great point, John.
All
Great
right.
point.
All right, Patty, you're up. One hole or two for the straw.
One continuous hole like a funnel with two ends.
Yeah,
like
would you say
turtle.
A funnel has two holes?
Yes. No. Yes, it does. One is bigger at the top, one's little at the bottom.
But it's just straight through. Let me put this in terms you can understand. You know those tubes that cats run through?
Yeah.
If you were to like slide through that tube, you wouldn't say I went through the first hole and then I went out the second hole. You'd be like, I slid through the tube.
Where would you be, though, if that second hole didn't exist? You'd be stuck.
Like a tunnel, yeah. That's a great point, Patty. Like when you're driving through a tunnel, you go, oh, I just went through the first hole of the tunnel and I got to come out the second hole. No, you say I went through a tunnel.
Are you going to tell God that when he created that tunnel, he only created it with one hole?
I am. And I'm going to tell him you did great work with the straw, too.
Yeah. No.
I don't have to tell God any of this because he already knows. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's fun to listen to songs you haven't heard in a while. You don't want to do it all the time. That's why we just do Time Capsule Tuesday, where we pick a year, we go back, we each pick a song, and then you decide which song you think you want to hear today, and you get to decide that. So, Betty Rock, what year did we pick?
We're going back to 2001!
All right, so Gavin, we're going to start with a probably three-year-old Gavin.
6 years old.
6 years old Gavin. Okay. Oh, my daughter was 98. That's right.
You go.
So, six-year-old Gavin, what song did you pick?
I was a Toby Mac fan from my earliest days.
Okay.
His first album was called Momentum.
Yeah.
Released this year. And one of my favorite songs of all time was his song Extreme Days.
This is when he was still doing the rap rock thing.
Yep.
And he was still trying to find his sound coming out of DC Talk.
Yeah, it sounds kind of hardcore compared to what he does now.
Absolutely.
We're living in extreme days. So that's not bad. Betty Rock, what did you decide to go with?
I went with a classic. Third Days, Show Me Your Glory.
Oh, some Mac Powell.
Show me your glory.
Yeah.
Send down your presence. I want to see your face.
Mac Powell from Third Day is a class act. He's kind of gone out and doing his own thing, and I ran into him at the Life Fest a few weeks ago, and I love just kind of catching up with him again. And he ruled the show. Like, he owned the crowd, and he played, like, some fun stuff, like mainstream stuff, his stuff, Third Day stuff. He just knows how to do it. He was great.
So this is a winner.
That's a good choice. It's a good choice until Super Chick with the song Barlow Girl. So a song about another Christian band that was up and coming, which was Barlow Girl, and it's a great song called Barlow Girl.
They met these sisters, Barlow, their last name. Ordinary girls, they don't live in the fast lane. They
see Betty Rock singing.
But the boys want more.
Hey!
Wait! They don't date. They won't date.
I went last.
Turn it off then. Turn it off then.
Sorry. Up?
No.
Down.
Sorry. It's not fair.
It's my fault. No one ever picks my songs anyway. So, all right, you get to decide now. 855-33-WAY-FM. Are we going to go Extreme Days, Toby Mac for Gavin, Show Me Your Glory, Third Day for Betty Rock, or Super Chick, Barlow Girl? What are you feeling today, okay? You get to decide. 855-33-WAY-FM, and we will do a little Time Capsule Tuesday with you right now. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Michelle, welcome to Time Capsule Tuesday. You got a big job here today. Yeah. We went back to 2001. Betty Rock picked the year, and we did these songs. You've heard them: Extreme Days, Toby Mac, Show Me Your Glory, Third Day, and Super Chick, Barlow Girl. What song do you command us to play right now?
So I have to say all three choices. We're living in extreme days.
Extreme days. I like it, boy. Michelle, you are a diehard Toby Mac fan.
Michelle, how old were you in 2001?
I was born in 87, and I was a diehard DC Talk fan to the point that the only reason I know this song is not from the album, but from the 1+1+1 solo album that they released,
where
they each had two songs.
Wow, you are a big fan.
Huge.
Toby's new album that he has coming out is actually going to feature Kevin and Michael, like a DC Talk reunion song. So I'm sure you'll be all over that. But until then, we have to wait. We're just going to go back in time here. We're going to do Extreme Days from 2001. Michelle has proclaimed it. Yes, that is what we're doing.
Thank you, Gavin.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Last month, the one and only Amy Grant, she took a serious spill when she fell off her bike.
I've heard this, and I've heard this story a lot, actually, because I heard that she went to the hospital and was treated and released. But then I keep hearing people saying, like, Vince Gill's doing a tribute to her at one of his concerts. I'm like, how bad was this?
Okay, so I found out a little bit more.
Did you? Thank you, because I've been perplexed by this.
Okay, so she suffered a concussion as well as cuts and bruises. We knew that.
I get that serious.
Sources say that she was unconscious for 10 minutes.
All right, I get
that.
That's a serious thing.
I've
cracked my helmet mountain biking. Like, I get it. Like, it you can land really hard sometimes.
That's scary.
And she's a 60-year-old lady, too.
Well, you're 54.
Right.
You're not a spring chicken.
But I probably also, too, I wear, like, helmets and protective gear.
Surely
like,
she was, too.
I don't know. Maybe she's just riding around.
Knows? Yeah, yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Because of that, the shows that she had planned for this month were postponed.
Really?
With hopes that the time given to recover would leave her better prepared for her shows in the months of September and October. And while she is doing much better, we're now getting word that her doctors, as well as her family, think it would be best for her to postpone her shows in September and October now.
Really?
Yes.
Like, it's so hard to ascertain if this is, like, you know, out of an abundance of caution, or did she, like, really get hurt, you know, and it was kind of, they downplayed it a little bit.
Well, I think what it is to me, this is just me hypothesizing.
Sure.
You know, she's in her 60s or whatever. Yeah. She doesn't bounce back like she used to in her teens and her 20s. And
I get
it. You know that.
I get it.
You've
the ground
there.
Is harder.
Pickleball has really injured you.
It's undid me.
And yes, you heard me right. I said pickleball has really injured him.
The game of 80-year-olds is about to kill me.
Well, the good news is that if you were planning to attend one of her shows in September or October, she is planning to reschedule those for the months of February and April of next year.
Like, in all seriousness, like, I hope she's okay. Like, because I really, when I first heard the story, I'm like, oh, she fell off her bike. Me, her, Simon Cowell, we all are in the club now, you know? But, like, when you hear it drag on like this, and it even made, like, Good Morning America and stuff, I'm like, oh, I wonder if she really did get, like, more seriously injured.
I think the difference is she is a well-loved celebrity.
Yeah, no one did a story on me when I fell off my bike and broke a rib. There wasn't a single story.
Even your iWatch didn't go off saying, are you okay?
Yeah, it was like, you're fine. Get up. You're not Amy Grant.
Rub some dirt in it. You're fine.
Yes, if you were Amy Grant, I'd be going off like crazy. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And when you're a parent and your kids do something, you want to be proud of them and share it with the world. That's why social media is so great. Well, there was this mom in Jersey who went a step above just putting it on Facebook Marketplace when her daughter graduated with her Doctor of Psychology degree. The mom was like, this is pretty awesome. And her daughter had mentioned that one of her friend's moms took out a billboard for her. Like,
aww.
And the mom was like, okay, that's crazy.
No.
Well, that was she... At first said, that's crazy, I'm not doing that. But then I guess she made a couple calls just to see. And she ended up spending like $1,250 and got a billboard for her daughter.
That's not cheap.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? I graduated from Colorado Christian University not that long ago.
With two degrees.
And I didn't see you take out a billboard to brag on me.
I didn't see your parents do it either.
Oh.
Because really, it's their job to raise you.
Touche.
Yeah, I just threw you a big party.
And I'm an only child.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What else do they have to celebrate? Come on.
And what else are you spending money on, Danny Ray? Come on. Your daughter's worth it. So I am curious, though. Like, what is that thing you would take a billboard out for? Okay. Now, it doesn't have to be your kid's thing either. It could be something that you've done and you've accomplished. You're like, I want the world to know this. I'm putting it on billboard. it didn't happen unless it's in giant letters, you know?
Yeah, because exactly. Like on social media, you know, some people say if there's no photos, then it didn't happen. Well, maybe you did something that you're like, I didn't get enough recognition for that. And I need other people to know.
There you go.
Billboard.
It could be your kid related too. So, I mean, your kid became an Eagle Scout or something. I don't know. Whatever it is. But you were like, you know what? It's worth $1,250. I'm putting a billboard up.
You know, you're battling a kidney stone right now.
Yeah.
And if you pass it,
yes.
I would get you a billboard that
Thank
says,
you.
This man just passed
yes.
a kidney stone.
This too shall pass. Make it a Bible verse. 855-33-WAY-FM. Oh, I wish that was true. There's a time for every season under heaven. Please, Lord. 855-33-WAY-FM. What would you take out a billboard for? So is there something in your life or in the lives of your kids, Dawn, that you were like, you know what? I would spend that kind of money on a billboard to celebrate it.
Absolutely. My six-month-old grandson just had a heart transplant, and it's by the power of prayer that he actually made it. And he's coming home today, so I would put up several billboards if possible because he's a miracle baby.
Oh, yeah. That had to be a scary time for y'all's family for sure. And I'm sure a lot of prayers went up.
Absolutely.
And you could even tuck a Bible verse on there, too, probably.
Actually, I did get Isaiah 61:3 put on my arm.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's kind of cool. Betty knows that one.
Yeah. Wally, why don't you quote it for me?
Well, I'll quote it. I don't want to look all like
no, go
biblical.
Ahead.
No, I don't want to do that.
Go ahead. No.
I'd rather Betty or Dawn does it.
Dawn, go ahead, because we all know it.
I don't know the whole verse. I'm driving, you know, beauty for ashes, joy for mourning.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Me too.
Uplifting, Way FM, this is The Wallace Show. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. My name is Sam, and I'm calling from Bonham, Texas. And my church, First Presbyterian Church of Bonham, is celebrating their 150th anniversary this Sunday.
Wow, 150 years at that church. Is the same pastor still there?
No.
so your billboard would be something about, so your billboard would be celebrating your church, celebrating 150 years. That's amazing.
150 years of serving Bonham, Texas in ministry. I have to say that I'm so proud to be a member of this church. It's such a loving church family. I think we're the friendliest church in town, and it's just a blessing to be able to celebrate.
How are y'all going to celebrate?
We have pastors, past pastors that are coming that are going to be there. We're going to have a catered dinner after church. We're having a combined worship service instead of two separate services, which we normally have. Okay.
I got to tell you, that all sounds great. I think you're missing one thing.
Oh, goody. What's that?
Dunk tank.
A dunk
yep.
tank.
You're bringing all the old pastors back. You might as well get a dunk tank. Well, I know it's not actually a billboard. It's more of an audio billboard, but you got to tell people about your church today here on Way FM, so that's worth something.
Hey, that's very cool.
That's
love
right.
you guys.
Yeah, we'll be billing you.
Okay.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy of Betty Rock. She's always finding different things and wants to share it with us. What do you got?
So Jimmy Fallon, you know him and The Roots, his late night band. They get together when they have celebrity guests like Madonna. They get together and they have these classroom instruments. So things you'll see in like a pre-K classroom, and they'll redo songs from that artist. So when Madonna came on the show, they redid one of her songs called Music. So here's what the original sounds like.
I'd forgotten this song existed.
I never liked it.
Yeah.
But anyways, they redid it with the classroom instruments, and now I'm a fan.
It's like a melodica there, that little organ thing that you blow on from a kid.
Yes.
That's pretty great.
I know. Like, yeah. I wonder how long it took them to practice that and get it down. And then do they fight over who's going to have what instrument?
I have no
idea.
How
does that work? Who has the xylophone? I don't know.
That was really, really good. I think the biggest surprise in that is that Madonna was staying on pitch. Like, honestly, like, I really was like, hey, nicely done there, girl.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.